This is a tape for Mrs. Hazel Brown, 2 miles.
I don't, it seems to be.
So, Hazel, would you like to tell us about your father? It's William Blackstock, I guess, mm-hmm. Is it? Just say anything, just whatever you want.
He worked for the telegraph line from here to. They go up as far as Dawson Creek once in a while, and Whitehorse, and all that, you know, the back road up this way.
Oh, so they were working on this part then? Yeah, so
that's before the new kind of thing they have now.
Yeah, where they lay the cable afterwards. But then, like, your dad worked on the part that was before we come to Hazleton then?
Well, you go through first cabin, second cabin, those.
He went there too.
Well, that's a Kispiak's way.
I guess I'm all turned around here. Mm. Oh, yeah.
Where's Kispiak?
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Did he ever say any of his adventures? Did he ever remember any?
Oh, yes, but I can't remember any of them because there were so many.
Anything in special that you could remember about him?
I couldn't remember anything. Don't forget, that's quite a few years ago.
I know. Anyway, go ahead. Yeah. And then at that time you lived at Kispiak's Village.
No, we lived in Hazleton.
Oh, you did?
But I just lived back and forth between Hazleton and Kispiak's. And I want to go and live with my grandparents, I go and live with them in Kispiak's.
And they lived in Kispiak's.
Yeah.
And the grandparents were Blackstock then?
No, they're Harris.
Harris?
My mother's parents.
Oh, that'd be like Chris Harris?
No.
Oh, they're different.
It's another Harris altogether.
And they were the Frog Clan?
No, my grandmother was.
The Frog
Clan. But my father is from the Wolf Clan.
Oh.
My grandfather.
And can you remember any, let me just as well tell us about your little days when you were really young. Do you remember when you were, any of you were like in Kispiak's or Hazleton or anything?
I was living in Kispiak's. I used to go with my grandmother out quite often. Like, she used to go and cut wood, you know, and we'd set snares and get rabbits and grouse In winter time, around March, a whole bunch of women used to go out just about a couple of miles outside of Kispiak's and ice fishing for these. Oh, I can't remember.
Still in?
No, it's
salmon.
It's suckers, I guess that's what I call them. But those. Or white fish, or whatever they call them, I don't know.
I'm going to say.
Yeah. That used to be a lot of fun, take lunch with us.
And you make a fire on the
ice. Oh, yeah, there'd be a bunch of women on the ice, of course.
It was mostly women.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Oh. After school.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. There's steelhead in there, too, but who's going to take a chance trying to catch us? We used hooks, long hooks, and we just pulled them up like that. There's little fish there about that big.
Because we were, when we first came here, they used to set, you know, people used to fish on the ice, and now they kind of quit. They don't seem to do it anymore.
Oh,
that's interesting. Mm-hmm. And so then, of course, well, that would be the same regarding dairies, I suppose, too.
Oh,
dairies, and then, of course, the big... We were talking about that. Oh, yeah. Well, then, Mrs. Alves mentioned about that you were mentioning about the berry picking. Go ahead. But we were talking about Niall.
Well, when we go berry picking, it'll be a whole three or four families all together, and either by wagons, and it was sometimes, well, there was kind of a road up Kispiak's and go by truck, and the women would all get together and get a truck.
And that's when they would stay till they finished drying them.
Oh, never dry them out there. Not me, anyway. Well, they didn't dry them when we go,
just pick them.
3 or 4 days, picking berries.
And how would you keep them?
Bring them home. can keep them.
Oh, yeah, I guess you can. Just put them in the bush.
Yeah. I'm going to bring them home and can them.
Just can them.
Yeah. Or either they dry them at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's when you put them, they cook them, like you said. Yeah. You told us how they do
it. Cook it a little bit and put the leaves on the racks and then put the berries, split the berries on.
I guess when they cook them just that little bit, it's just so that just it would dry.
Some of the
sap would run out, and then the sun would go inside then.
Yeah. And same with huckleberries.
And then there's always a little fire under it.
Oh yeah, there's always a little
smoke. That's to keep the flies away.
Yeah, yeah. Not only that, to dry them, you know, so they'll stick together.
So they really work, they're really kind of smoke dried.
Yeah.
The same as the salmon. It's very interesting. And I just think it's just marvelous. And then they roll them. I like that.
Yeah.
And then they just roll them.
They're about 6 feet long, I guess, and about a little bit over a foot wide. See, they used to buy them cheap and sell them. And that's a whole 4 gallon cans of berries that goes in one of those things.
Gee, but they must have been so good.
Oh yeah, they're really good.
And then how would you eat them afterwards?
Well, you can either, you soak them and you mix sugar in it.
And then cook it?
Yeah. No, you don't cook it, you just, eat it.
Just eat it? Yeah. And then, or you could eat it just like that if you
want. Oh, you can eat it, just tear a piece off and eat it. It's got a different taste, it's really good.
Oh, I can imagine.
Especially blueberries, that's what I like best.
Well, in cooking, no matter how carefully you cook, you lose some of the goodness of it. Yeah. And then, anyway, you mentioned about, you went on to mention about your schooling. You mentioned here in Hazleton, you know.
Yeah, it makes me so sick when kids want to quit school. We had a chance like they did in those days. Yeah. Great. Never had much of a schooling.
No.
I was in grade 1 for an only years. About 3 or 4 years. Until I went to Edmonton for a couple of years.
And
well, not really 2 years.
Yeah.
That's when I started picking up.
So you mentioned something about that, you know, that they are, I guess, the teachers were didn't really kind of keep an interest too much.
No, they didn't. This woman we had, I don't know you. How long have you been here?
Oh, 13 years.
No, she left when I was young too. Yeah, I guess she'd be in her 60s, 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And she was deaf. And you can imagine that kids do.
Yeah.
Nobody try to, you know.
Yeah. Improve things.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
And on top of that, kids walked wherever they, like we used to walk from here. It takes us a good, always run sometimes. It takes us about anywhere from 40 minutes, mud up our ankles.
Mm-hmm.
So, the road was so dirty.
Oh.
Takes us 2 hours to get home, you know, playing on the road. It's awful. Now kids are lucky, they don't have far to go.
Well, I guess the mud must have been awful. Bernice Aspasek was telling us we were up there. She said it used to take them a whole day to go to town.
Yeah.
From the valley, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I guess there were wagon roads then.
Yeah.
Keep calling the wagon roads thing, yes.
Really, really hard. And then, anyway, you mentioned you went to Edmonton. Yes. Do you remember anything special about your schooling there?
Well, that's where we had to learn how to shut up in school. It was no fun. I had to stand in the corner the first week at it of the times, not only me, the others too.
Yeah. And of course you'd be homesick.
Yeah. Oh, it was awful. I was homesick all the time. We went around before school was out in June, I think. I stayed about a year, 15 months, 15 months.
All at one time?
Mm-hmm, all at once.
We just went to, didn't go back then.
We came back for holiday. We went back, and that was the end of it. Yeah, that must have spent almost 2 years.
2 years. Yeah. And what was the dormitory like, folks? What was it like there?
We had, on the girls' side, we had three, one for smaller ones, and then, you know, three sizes. The little ones the first year. The second year was in the second one. And then there's a third one way up, that's for the big girls.
Did they, they had pretty nice, pretty good help there and food and stuff, or was it?
It's mostly the work is done by the school children.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's girls 18 and 19 years old.
Oh,
and
I
there's
see.
Some older that had no homes. Mm-hmm. Stayed there.
Stayed there all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. And did you learn other things besides just how to read and write? I mean, did they teach you other things like any handwork?
Well, they did with the older children, but we were too young. Mm-hmm. I was around 10 now.
Yeah, so they didn't start.
We didn't do much of anything except sweeping up and dusting and things like that.
Yeah.
I guess that's why I don't like sweeping up and dusting anymore.
Oh, dear me. You were mentioning about, we forgot about you walking to school, I guess. Even here, I guess they're just wild animals everywhere yet, you know.
Oh, yeah. And I had a sister, she's younger than me by 7 years. And the York children, Ida and Joyce. Joyce and my sister were more pals. So they used to run. They'd pick up some little animals on the road and chase Ida and I down. We'd run all the way to school that way.
Oh.
Oh, they were awful. Threatened to put a tie in my neck.
Oh, dear.
I don't know if they'd really do it, but we weren't taking chances.
No. That's a long way to run.
Yeah.
And they were a little bigger.
Mm-hmm. No, we were bigger than they were.
Oh, yeah. I see.
We were older, but we were braver with all the dead animals they pick on the roads. There was always bears on the roads, and still is. No, not really.
So then you mentioned about your great uncle, that's Philip Wilson,
mm-hmm.
You know, about his pack horses and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell about it?
That's when they go up by being there, when I guess there was no roads around Smithers in those days, like they have a road to go into the lake now, to the end of the lake. Well, in those days they used to pack horses from the bay downtown,
mm-hmm.
and take them out this way and go through this up here way. I don't know how long. I forget. My grandmother used to tell me how long it takes them to get to go there.
And then that'd be right way back of Smithers, like?
Going right into Babine
Village.
That's where they go. They go through here. There is a trail still going through here if you can find it, I guess.
And where is Babine Village?
It's on the other, I don't know, just what end of the lake on there. Either in the middle of the lake, well, the middle,
yeah.
You know, or way on the other end. I'm not sure just where it is, because I've never been up there.
No.
The furthest I've went was when you go to Smithers and go down, you know where all those camp, like summer cottages are.
Yeah. Well then, so they would carry food like and groceries, stuff like that, groceries.
Mm-hmm.
And then what would they bring back, or would they bring anything?
Yeah, I really don't know. Fur, probably, because that's the bay that sends them up. Mm-hmm. And they'd bring fur back.
So was there any kind of, do you remember the fur, do you remember looking at the fur, what it was like?
I've never bothered with it.
No. So then it was the bay that handled fur, and who else?
Well, they were the ones that handled most of it.
And then sergeants did too, did he?
Oh, a little bit, but that was later years. This is later
That's interesting. So then you mentioned that, you went away, like your husband, did he come to Hazleton, to mine?
No, he was born in Newsminster, and his parents are born in, his mother is born in Kisbill.
Oh, I see. And so then, when you left, he went mining. Tell us about how you want that part, like when he...
When he first started to work for the mines was when they had this Red Rose going.
That's up here, that's and he came then, up here.
Well, no, he came back home, no, let's see. He was born in U.S. Minister, and he went to the States after, I don't know how old he was, he came back in 30s. Oh, I forgot, I think it was 36. And he was fishing down the coast.
Oh.
I think it was 39. Was it 39 when the Red Rose opened?
Something like that.
I can't remember.
And that's when he came back?
He came back about 36. I think it was around 36. Well, to this part of the country, to BC rather, yeah. He came back from the States. He was in the army down the streets for a while, in the cavalry, and he was discharged and came up this way.
Oh, yeah, and what is his full name?
Peter Brown.
Peter Brown. And then you said that like he worked for the Red Rose mine and other mines around here.
Just the Red Rose. And then when that closed down, we moved to Trail. And then from Trail, we moved to Teltsiqua.
A what?
Teltsiqua.
Oh. Whereabouts is that?
It's 15-minute ride from Atlin to the mine.
Oh, up there.
Uh-huh.
Holy man. Mm. Oh, boy. He really went from one end to the other.
After that closed, we moved down to Salmo.
Oh, where is that?
That's between Trail and Nelson.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
He worked at the HB mine there.
The HB mine.
Mm-hmm. That's when he retired after.
Oh, and because you said the company he worked for was, you mentioned Cominco, that was his company.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you had a chance to see the Okanagan.
Oh, yeah. Well, going up and down, I've seen.
So I suppose your children were born sort of...
No, Dick was the only one that was born in Trail.
All right. Mm-hmm. Oh. So then you mentioned that after 7 years, being on the go for 17 years, you came back to the high school.
Mm-hmm.
And... so that was, of course, it's
over. 8 years we were away from here altogether.
8 years.
Mm-hmm.
I see. And must be your husband was away.
Oh, he's been away for a long time. Yeah.
So then that's when you settled down in 2 Mile, like, and more or less. I see. Yeah. And I suppose you saw a lot of changes from the time you went.
Oh, yeah. Some of the changes I don't like, and some it's okay.
Yeah.
But there's some that I really can't stand.
What were the biggest kind of changes that you saw during the while that you went away?
Changes I like were the roads.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. They were better. Mm. Oh, I don't know.
And I suppose a lot of new people came in.
A lot of new people.
And I suppose, and then of course the railroad was in by that time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's gone for a long time. Mm-hmm. Oh, let's see, we're going to, and then we're sort of backtracking back and forth. We're mentioning, you told us that nice story about we were talking about baby diapers. This is long time ago, you know. And I just love to have you tell us how the ladies, you know, how the mothers got the moss ready and stuff.
It's mostly the grandmothers that get them.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
They threw the moss out in the lakes there. And in the fall, early spring, I think it is, they put them on posts and any stumps, and they dry out, they go out and collect them.
And they just store it?
Yeah.
So they were just stored away and ready.
Yeah.
so that, of course, they'd know that their babies would be born in the winter time, so they'd have the all ready, I guess. Of course, some grandmother would have lots on hand. And I suppose there were women, there were midwives that are really the... There's always the best midwives, I suppose.
I guess there is. Always. They're always depending on somebody.
Mrs. Olson said that even after the hospital was built, that a lot of the women, they just really preferred to have their babies at home.
Yeah.
Midwives, they're really good people that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you said something about the little babies, of course, long ago, I guess, were just dressed in... Now, of course, it's all blankets, and in your day, like blankets, mm-hmm. but they were, I guess,
I often wonder how they, well, I guess they dressed them in skins and things like that in the real old days, I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't see that, and I never paid attention to my grandmother. She used to tell me things I should have.
Yeah, it's hard to remember after a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you mentioned about the good times. You mentioned the things that you like best to do. This is more or less as a young person. Mm. The good times in the winter, in the summer. You mentioned that you didn't bother. Your family didn't go to feasts particularly.
No,
you
know? We didn't too much.
But that you went...
My grandparents did, but we didn't.
No. Mm. And that was like your good times were, you mentioned, you know.
Yes. Winter sleigh riding.
Mm. Yeah. Get down the big hill in Old Town or anywhere, or down around here.
Yeah, bobsleighs or even paper boxes. don't worry about going by notice. They gotta have the best now, sleighs and screws and whatnot. They can't pick up just an ordinary paper box and go up the hill and have fun.
That's right.
And summertime, it's playing ball.
Yeah, I guess there were some big teams of that.
Oh, yeah. We sure had a lot of fun.
You mentioned that there was a lot of trading done with the Coast Indians. This would be, I suppose, at all times during the time you were growing. And you mentioned that, you know, what the kind of things you traded for. Mm. And traded, you know.
Like my grandparents used to take down dry fish and dry berries of all kinds. Especially soap berries.
Is that right?
And they traded for elegance and seaweeds and grease.
Hi, Grandma.
Go and play outside.
Then, just what would you like? Just impressions or thoughts into the future. Say, looking ahead, what would you like to see, or what would you like to think about, or what would you like to...
Well, for one thing, I sure like to see the children study harder, because, make it up to grade 12 anyway, and those that can afford it go up higher, because, boy, that's sure needed, and they're going to need that. Because you got all kinds of opportunities these days.
Every opportunity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Compared to my schooling.
Oh, and you were going to mention, well, of course, we'll look at those afterwards, your little keepsakes that you have, like, you can just tell about them. Remember your souvenir that you have here? You mentioned, like, the little basket.
No, that little basket is a root basket made by my grandmother. In the old days, real old days, they used that to cook in. Like, they put something in the bottom. I guess they'd put rocks in the bottom and then get these other rocks, real big rock, real hot, red hot, and put it in there.
Yeah, I was often thinking they have to put rocks at the bottom because it would burn.
Because it'll burn it, even if they are.
Even if it is wet. Yeah. And that's how they boil their stews and stuff.
That's how they boil their meat. That's the real old way, I guess.
Well, I guess, and they just fish it out.
Yeah.
And just eat it. And then, of course, if they were cooking, I suppose they wouldn't necessarily eat the juice, or suppose it was harmless.
Oh, I don't see why not. It would be sterilized
by the time it was boiled and everything.
Those rocks, they keep those same rocks, I guess, all the time, you know, to use.
Oh, that's really
anyway, everything, even dirt, was clean those days.
I guess.
No, I wouldn't trust it.
No. And then you had some little silver things or something.
Little silver spoons. They're handmade by the Indians.
And they were made like
for
keepsakes.
Yeah, mostly that because those are awfully small. But I guess they make them bigger for use.
For trading or something.
Yeah. And then I got I got a couple of wooden ones there. And then the horn spoon was carved.
And the horn was just a spoon carved out of a horn?
Yeah. Goat horn, I think.
Goat horn. Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. Oh, yeah, some pictures of those.
That's all I've got left around.
You mentioned that you had so many pictures of things.
Oh, I had pictures and pictures. I don't know how many of different things.
That's too bad. And there's nobody in your family that would have any.
No, because these are mothers and my father, you see, he's taking pictures all up and down the line, up and down there. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's too bad. That's the way it goes, you know, fire is this thing you can't build out of ashes.
No.
Yeah, well, anyway. I don't know. Can you do anything else?
Can't think of too much.
Any special things around? Any little adventures while you're here? Outside. You weren't around when. Oh no, it'd be way before that when they had this. When this, you don't remember this hotel or bar.
Oh no, that's a long time before my time.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know much about that. All I know is that it's around there.
Mm-hmm. Park
just around between the creek and the... You know, just around the creek there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know much about it.
That'd be right where Parker's machine shop is or something like that. He said there's a lot of bottles they found when they were
doing it'll be somewhere around that way. Mm-hmm. Between there, just around the creek that way anyway.
Yeah. Mm. Was there anything specially remembered about your children when they were little? Any adventures and stuff?
They had a lot of fun because we lived up north here. Lived up in Tulsa for 8 years.
Oh.
And the winters are short. The days are short in winter. We'd have our lights on 10 o'clock in the morning, and we'll have them on again at 4 o'clock. At the latest we can put it on. So then, and then in summer, you can be outside and read your paper at 12 o'clock at night. It's just like daylight.
So what did you do? What did you do in those long winter? Well, of course, your husband was picking, but as a family, like during this long winter, was it? How did you sort of amuse yourself?
Oh, we had a radio, and then the kids had sleighs and toboggans, mm-hmm. and they go to school. There's always something. There's the family by themselves. They can find more things to mm-hmm. do. They pretend they're trappers and whatnot. They go out. They get into trouble like everybody else. Other kids. In summer, there's always pools where we can go swimming.
Mm.
And there's always fishing.
Mm.
A lot of things you can do. And then the main camp, we live about 5 miles from the main camp. They go bowling.
Mm.
And there's shows. They don't have to pay nothing.
Mm.
And there's always something going on for the young kids.
So it would be like that. It was like a little company place then.
It's a company town, the main part of it, yeah. It's a company town.
And you make your friends with other people working.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. And of course, 8 years is you make a lot of friends.
Yeah. A lot of them I kept track of. We wrote back and forth until I lost all my papers.
My addresses. Oh, yeah. Well, that would be the longest place you stayed at one time.
Yeah.
And it would be still wilderness enough that it would, you know, like in a city.